Seder. So what are we holding here? According to the Pesula, right? As we were discussing in Siman Ayin, Sif Gimel, in the middle, just got disconnected. So the halacha is, like I said, today we don't so much kavana anyway. So in Mela, we say Kriya Shema even at a chasana. The chasana says it because you know, it's not like we're so tarud and usually have so much kavana. I mean, we could be tarud, but it's not like we have so much kavana anyway. The Ramah continues, Ayin Siman Saites Pim Shikor Yikra. Should a person is drunk, should he read Kriya Shema? That's discussed in Siman Ayin Sad Tari Tes. Okay, the Seder. So what's it say over there in Siman Tari Tes? I think it's the difference how drunk he is. If he's Shikor Stam, he's Chayev, but if he's Shikor Kalot, so then he's Potter. Because any of the Chol Dabba Fei Melech, just like when you don't daven Shmona Esrei, if you can't be articulate enough to talk in front of an important person, so too you shouldn't say Kriya Shema. But if you see when Kriya Shema is coming, you should read Kriya Shema without the brachos. Okay, Seder. This is different from Birkas HaMazon, where you're allowed to bench, you know, if you're even if you're in Yechol Dabba Fei Melech, like on Purim, let's say, but after the Suda, you wait until your royal Davar Melech before you daven and before you say Kriya Shema and the brachos. Okay. Right here. Dalet. Hayosik with Sochet Rabin. Persons involved in Sochet Sibur, Begiyas, on Kriya Shema, Yuliyavsik. Just yesterday, they had a spedin for Rabbi Lam, Zichron Levracha. And I once heard he said that he was in a meeting with a big gvir, raising money for the Shiva. It was an afternoon. He had waited a long time for the meeting, and then he realized he didn't daven mincha. And he didn't feel that this person was a person who would appreciate, you know, him taking 10 minutes to daven. So he felt that it was tzorchei rabin. So he's pater, you're pater. Yeah, also tzorchei rabin. If you're, you know, raising money for your yeshiva, you're in the army, you're doing something for the rabin. If you give my kriyas shema, lo yafsik. You're not supposed to yafsik. Ela yigmor iskayim v'yikra. Again, if it's a person who's also wants to daven mincha, it's fine. But if a person's off from, he doesn't value that. So then you're also tzorchei rabin. If there's time to read after, so if you finish what you're doing, and if there's time, you finish what you're doing.
But if there's not time,
so then you're potter, and there's a shaila should do tashlumin. You're potter, so the pasuk says you're potter from tashlumin. You're ozig mitzvah. You're potter from tashlumin. Some people feel bad. They want to do tashlumin, so you can do betaras nedava. We generally try not to do nedava because we don't have so much kavana anyway. But here, since this is a shaila, we hold you can do nedava if you missed it. But mikra, then you're pater. Not only you're not allowed to leave the first mitzvah. Meaning, let's say you're working in the emergency room and Zman Mincha comes. She says, "Oh, I have to take a break. There are people who are sick. You have to deal with the people, so you're not allowed to leave." It's not just like you know. If the doctor anyway has coffee breaks. So he can take a coffee break for this too, but if he's supposed to be working, so then he's really supposed to be. Oh, Binyamin, welcome, Binyamin. Good to see you. You hear me? Okay. We usually don't hear you, Binyamin, but welcome. I see you. Okay. Beseder. We're holding here in Sif Ayin, Simon Ayin, Sif Dali. Ozig mitzvah, pater mitzvah. So if you're ozig mitzvah, rabim, you're pater, tzorchei tzibur. Again, they say if you can say just the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, anyway, that could be the mitzvah min haTorah. You can squeeze it in. It's not going to affect your ability to be ozig mitzvah, rabim. It's better to do that. If you could say the first, three few pesukim, matov. But if it's going to affect your ability to be ozig mitzvah, rabim, so then you shouldn't. You know somebody who worked for Mada. There was a big blood shortage. So he said he worked for like 18 hours taking blood. So he didn't daven, he didn't say Kriya Shema. He said, talk today. He was able to say a few, to say like the first pasuk. You know, he wasn't able to put on tefillin and daven. It was a blood shortage. So if you do that, you're doing a mitzvah. You're also doing a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? The Seder. Hey. Haber says, A person is eating, bathing, getting a haircut. If you started what you're doing, and now the Zman Kriyashma comes, you're allowed to continue. It's better to stop. According to the Rav, it's how we paskin a person when it comes to Din Doraisa. So we have to learn afsik. Again, where we paskin said it depends if it's Rabbanan or Doraisa. If you Kriyashma is Doraisa, so if you are involved, you know, with some malacha before Zman Kriyashma, and Kriyashma comes, you have to be mafsik. Davening is drabana. So if a person, you know, is eating lunch and Zman Mincha comes, so then you don't have to be mafsik because you still have time. You know, again, Mincha is relevant, Katana is more complicated, but even if it's Zman Mincha Katana, you'll be able to continue because, you know, it's only drabana. If you started a behet there, it's only drabanan, you're allowed to be mamshich. But if it's a din d'oraisa, even if you start a behetar, you have to be mafsik. Okay. So this was nogei in Sfiras Omer. People make early Shabbos, so then, you know, so nogei now, you make early Shabbos, so are you allowed to finish your meal before you say kriyashma? Or the middle of your meal is when kriyashma comes. So you should be mafsik in the middle of your meal. So just 1 second. I remember the halacha was that you're allowed to finish your meal. No, does anybody want to correct me on this? Based on this, lachori you should be mafsik your meal. You should mafsik your meal in kriyashma. Does anybody? I don't usually make early Shabbos. You guys make early Shabbos? What do? You wait till the end of the meal to say kriyashma, or you say kriyashma in the middle of the meal?
I've done it in the middle of the meal.
You do it in the middle of the meal, because it's Doraisa. Yeah. I seem to remember, I rarely make early Shabbos, but when I've done it, I thought that you're allowed to finish, so you started Beheter. I remember, based on this, Tukhara, if you start, even if you start Beheter, if it's in Doraisa, you should be Mafsi. Okay. The Seder. Mishmur here actually says Achila is more chomer. By Achila, we're more machmer in the morning because you're not allowed to eat before, so you should stop right away at a los, even if you started eating bad there. Okay, this is a lot of details in this sif. It's really more than this, but it's discussed elsewhere, so we're going to leave it for now. Simen Ayin Aleph. Moving on, this simen also is not so relevant. Misha Mesel Meis, Shulchai of Lisabo Aleph. The din of aninus. An onen is pater from doing mitzvos, and it's also pater from kriyashma. That's where the Mishnah discusses it, so it's brought here. It's also brought in Hilchos Avelus, but here it's brought in Hilchos Kriyashma. It's pater from kriyashma, from tefillah. If he wants to be machmer, he wants to be machmer. Likros in a rashai, in yesh lo mishi ishtadel, bishvilo tzorchik fura, ratzel hachmer alatzmeh, likros in mochim yadel. The Chavar says that if he has somebody to take care of the levaya, and he wants to daven, you're allowed to let him say kriyashma. I don't think we do this generally. We usually assume that, first of all, always things to do. He has to write a hesped, he has to, you know, organize things. There is a concept of when he gives it over to the chevra kadisha, certainly if the... But generally, we our minhag is that the onen stays in onen until the kfura, unless the kfura is in a different country. Mace is being taken there to Israel, so then as soon as you drop the body off at the airport, so then or they leave the funeral parlor, they take care of it, the Chevra Kadisha takes care of it for you, then you start the Avelis. But if your person is going to the Levaya, we usually assume that the Onin has been an Onin until the Levaya. A lot of details, we're not going to go into all the Pichas and Ninus, which is brought here Derech Agav, but that's a halacha. The Onin is part of Kriyashma, and he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. Again, he can't do Yisurim, so that's why if he, you know, has to, he wants to eat bread, he has to wash without a bracha. Can't wash. It's Isser to eat without washing. He can't violate a lot. He can't eat treif. But to do mitzvahs, he's not expected to do mitzvahs, given, and he's not allowed to do mitzvahs, given his state of aninus. Okay. Questions, comments? Fine. If you met very morning, b'chol, avon b'shabbos chayev, b'chol hayom, ad ha'erev, imech shechshich. Okay. On Shabbos, a person's not osik in kvura, so mele is chayev. Anonim is chayiv. The person dies on Friday afternoon, and the levaya is going to be only Sunday. On Shabbos, he has to act like it's not anonim. It's very challenging, but that's the halacha. Until when on Shabbos? Until the end of Shabbos. If he's going at the end of Shabbos to walk to the funeral parlor, so then he's already pater. If he's not being osik on Shabbos, so he's chayev. Yosef Sheni dina kechol, and Yosef Sheni in places where they would bury Yosef Sheni was kechol. Today it's generally not done. Yosef Rishon, he rose to the cover of Bobi Yom, if they chavim dina kechol. And Yosef Rishon, if they want to bury Alidei Goyim, which was done in some places, again, today it's not generally done. So then also dina kechol, the point is if you're osik in the kfur, you're onen. If you're not, you're not onen. Today, generally, on Yontif and on Shabbos, even on Yosef Sheni, a person is not osik in the kfura, and therefore there's no dinam aninus. Okay. There's a whole discussion if the onein before the end of Shabbos should quickly daven ma'arif before Shabbos ends. Should make avzalah bi'bod yom without the ner? Or do we say no? Shabbos ends, and then he's an onein, and then he's pater. That's an interesting machlokas of what to do. Different days. I think the minhag is people don't daven early. They just don't daven. Beseder. Gimel. Hamishamer es ames afilo imo meitzo. First one is involved in shmira. You're also pater, you're also a mitzvah. Today they have this minhag of having shomrim also. I'm not so sure if the patur applies today. Usually the shmira today, the mace is in, you know, in the funeral parlor or in the hospital in the morgue, and there's a fridge, so there's no chash of, you know, achbarim. It's not really a reality that we have today anymore. So usually somebody's outside in a different room is saying tilim. Is that really making pater from kriyashma? I'm not so sure. I don't know what the minhag is. The minhag is try to do it, but I don't think people take advantage of the patur. I think they usually have shifts, but I'm not really sure. As a kohen, I never have the opportunity to do this mitzvah. I'm just wondering if it really has been shmira, because it's not really, you know, the real shmira was to watch for the dignity of the body. It shouldn't be, you know, eaten. It shouldn't be, but here the body's in a fridge. So I'm not really sure. Beseder. Dali. Hayim shnayim mishamir v'zeh mishamir v'zeh v'koreh v'achach mishamir v'zeh korech. There are shifts, it's not a problem. V'chofer kever l'meis potter, persons who are involved in chiras kever, you're also potter. Again, it's a lot of people doing it. You take a break, and then you won't have the issue of the patur. Hayu shnayu yosef chofrim called tzrachim called tzrichim tzrachim achmirat basnachas patorim. Again, if you're needed, you're patur. If not, you read zayin. Also, the gross kriyash matoch arba amos shel meis o beveisak faros im kara loyatz. So it's also to read kriyashma. Within Dal Amos of Mesis Alachas Nogea of Loeg L'Rosh, we don't want to, you know, somehow embarrass the mace and make fun of him that he doesn't, he can't do mitzvos. So you're not supposed to say Kriyash within Dal Amos of Mace. And Alek Nekach that him Karo Lo Yotze. If you did it, there's a knas and you're not Yotze. We generally, you know, put in our tzitzis like we learned in Hilchos Tzitzis for the same reason. But we're makil to have some divrei Torah to levaya because it's l'kavod ha'meis. That's what we say tilin. It's l'kavod ha'meis. We usually assume it's not a problem because it's l'kavod ha'meis. But if it's something I'm doing privately, so I'm just trying to dirshu here. He's talking about saying tefillas aderek. If you're taking the meis somewhere, the kfura can say tefillas aderek. So some achronim say, well, it's for the meis too. You want to get there, so it's not loy l'rash. And others say, no, it's loy l'rash. You shouldn't say tefillas aderek. You know, I would say tefillas aderek. Tefillah for the mace too. You want to get to the mace of kfaros. So it's not a problem with loy l'rash. Okay. Beseder. Simen ein beis. Again, more halachas of elus. No se amita v'chilufein v'chilufein v'in osam shem v'fri amita v'in osam shem achareh v'achar shel mita tzorech v'hem. The ones that are needed to carry the mace or potter. Once upon a time, they would carry the mace a long time. Today, it's usually like 2 minutes from the funeral parlor. It depends where it is. Usually, take them in a hearse. So it's not it's not relevant, but if you need people to be involved in the nosa mita, or even the driver, let's say, the driver's from driver, so he's pater. Sharm lavim is a mes she'ina mita tzarech behem chayav. So whatever is necessary is pater, whatever is pater, isn't necessary is chayav. Questions, comments? Okay. Anyone seems to have made somach l'kriyashma. So you don't make a levaya at a time where everybody's going to have to miss davening. Anyway, today we don't do that. Nobody makes a levaya at 8 in the morning. Because people are able to come at that point. They can make it at 10 in the morning, 11 in the morning. But if, for whatever reason, it's more convenient to do it earlier, so there's an issue. If there's only one minyan in town, you're going to vatel every from davening. Today it's not an issue because there's so many minyanim. People that if the levaya is at 8, 11 at 6. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really, it's not so relevant. If anyway you did it, so then you're allowed to go, even though you'll be vatel kriyashma. If there have a levaya time of davening, so they can go individually to daven, but not to mevatel the levaya. If the mace isn't there yet, the onin doesn't daven, but everyone else can daven while they're waiting for the levaya to start. Covers mace chazor avelim lekabel tanchumin v'chol am holkin achareim v'makom kevin v'makom shomim sham avelim lasos shura lekabel tanchumin. Meaning all these halachas are really halachas avelus in Yerodeya. They're just brought here derech akav in terms of the ramification on kriyashma. That if you finish the kfura, so should you do the shura or should you say kriyashma first? So the halacha is that if you could say kriyashma before, so say kriyashma. V'imlav lo yaskam. Im yeshoos v'yom likros achakak. So if you already started the levaya, so finish it, do the shura, and then after you show daven, if there's time to say kriyashma afterwards. Okay. Omni b'shura l'nachma p'nim shon k'nei avok p'turim. If you're standing after the levaya, they usually make a big shura. People stand on either side. And sometimes if there are a lot of people, there are numerous rows. So there's the inside row sees the avelim. The outside row is just standing there. So the people on the inside are pater for kriyashma. They're also like a nichum avelim. People on the outside rows are chayav in kriyashma. Like I said, today, we generally don't have levayas during the time of kriyashma. People usually have very davened when the time they come to levaya. If the levaya is at night, so you'll go to daven later. You don't have to daven right now. There's no time limit at night. In the morning, there's Zman Kriyashma. It's finished davening, saying Kriyashma by the third hour of the day. There's more pressing need to finish. Okay, moving on to 9 Gimel. Hayashim Yishu Vanav Esinagi. This halach also, this siman is also not so relevant. When you say Kriyashma, you have to have a kavana. You don't want to be thinking the hearer of Dvarim Acherim. Certain things, the mitzvah being a husband to be with his wife is a mitzvah, but it's not something you think about when you're saying kriyashma. So you should be separate yourself from erva during a kriyashma. Har says shnayim siminayim gimel sefal of shnayim shayu yashini b'talis echad uvasa shneim nogim b'zeh b'zeh. People are sleeping naked. Today everybody wears pajamas. Nobody sleeps in one bed. Once upon a time they slept in one bed. They didn't have pajamas. So you're next to your roommate and you're naked. So should you say kriyashma if your body is touching his body? It might be inappropriate. So leik kriyashma elim kain haisa talis mafsekas v'neim. Okay, you need a talis in the lower part of your body. Mivasnai v'lamata. You hayashin im ishta korach chazaras panim l'tzad acher. If it's your wife. So then you can turn your head to the other side. This is a very interesting halacha. I would have thought that by ishto we more chamor. By ishto, you know, sometimes there's a mitzvah to be intimate. So would we be more concerned that you have hearer if it's ishto? That's what I would have thought. It's a little bit surprising. I didn't really understand the sif. Anyway, like I said, everybody sleeps in pajamas and nobody sleeps in one bed, so this whole halacha is not so relevant. If you're sleeping with your kids, so there's no hear her by the kids. Until what age is it? There's no issue. Again, it's hard to imagine. It's a different reality. Like I said, this whole siman is really not so relevant. Okay, moving on to siman ayin dalet. Ayin Dalet, very relevant. Simen Ayin Dalet, Kshel Yivarech, Kshel Yivarech Roin Esa Erva. Is that Chazal were besakein that not only is there an iser to say Kriyat Shema if you see erva, that's din d'oraisa, lo yireh b'cha ervas davar, if you see erva, but even if your own erva, the sensitivity we may not really have, but your own erva is near your heart, so you have to have some kind of a hefsek. This is where the minag of the chassidim, to where a garta comes from, to where to be mafsik. It's not just the chassidim have a special minag, to have a special bag for davening, but even non-chassidim have to make sure that they're not just wearing a nightgown. If they want to say Kriyat Shema, you have to, most of us wear underwear. But even when they sleep, or some of us wear underwear, we wear, you know, sweatpants. If you're wearing a nightgown without underwear, so there'll be a problem saying Kriyat Shema because your erva would be near your heart, there's no hefsek. You have to have a hefsek between your lev and your erva. So the Mechaber says, Hayayashi Aro Metaliso, Sarech Lachut, if you're sleeping naked, so you have a blanket on you, but there your erva is near your heart. Again, it's not relevant. All of us wear boxers, or you wear sweatpants, or you wear pajamas. So the elastic of the pajamas is strong enough to be considered a mahefsek between libo and erva.
Is there anything else that's considered erva for a man?
I'm not sure what you mean. His own erva. We're talking your own erva. There are two issues.
But one is any other body part besides the osamokum that's like would be considered you need to cover up while you fish. Whether you're shirt, you need to be wearing a shirt.
You can say Kriyat Shema without a shirt. It's not so appropriate. You know, most of us don't walk around without a shirt at all. You can say bracha without a shirt. Saying davening shmonasrei, you can't do that without a shirt. Shmonasrei is a higher level. But Vikradin, as long as you have, you're wearing boxers, you can say Kriyat Shema. Vuadin im libo roa ervas chavera aser. Even if you see ervas chavera, it's also aser. You shouldn't be seeing other erva when you are saying Kriyat Shema. If you're in a situation where, like I said, you're wearing a nightgown, you're not wearing shorts, so you're allowed to maharab at the Beit Torah, or if you're standing mul in erva, you see a person who's not dressed properly, so you can maharab at the Beit Torah. You're on the subway, people are dressed inappropriately. Again, usually it's not erva mamish, but even if it's a tefach, let's say, you're allowed to maharab at the Beit Torah. Saying a bracha, that's already an issue. We're going to see in the next segment, hopefully, what the halacha of that is. But because maharab at the Beit Torah is mutar, here we're talking about saying Kriyat Shema. To say Kriyat Shema is libo roas erva, even if the truth is that if, let's say, we were wearing just the garter, you're not wearing underwear, that would also be a problem. Here it's not libo roas erva, but your roa, your own erva, so that would be an iser as well. Okay. Second. The Shabur brings out its machlokas if you said Kriyat Shema when libo roas erva is a ma'akev. When it comes to brachas, we assume it's not ma'akev. You're not supposed to do it, but it's not ma'akev. But Kriyat Shema could be it is ma'akev. And therefore you should say Kriyat Shema again. You should say Kriyat Shema again. Some say with the brachos, and some say without the brachos. The Pashas is you say Kriyat Shema again, even with the brachos. I think the Pashas shouldn't say the brachos. And likewise for davening or for Kriyat Shema, if you said it, you said Kriyat Shema, it was libo roas erva, you shouldn't go back with the Eved. Fifth phase. Harochets Aron v'mayim slulim v'ro tzalishtas. You're bathing, you're naked. Again, if you're in a bathhouse, it's a separate question. Say you're in a bathhouse. Let's say you're in a stream somewhere. You're in a lake. So Yichas says, we all wear bathing suits. Of course they have bracha. But the Mechaber speaks of a person who's naked. You should put something on, and not so you shouldn't have a problem with libo rose erva. The dafka beged of all the yodayim mavi hakisui. It's not enough to put your hands. Who adin imachase rosha biyadav to the mikri kisui. Again, you have to wear a yarmulke when you say bracha. So your hand don't serve as a yarmulke, and your hand doesn't serve as a kisui of your erva either. You know, my arkur, if the water is dirty, sheini varv nire mutar likros. That's considered like a garta. The water itself is considered a garta. The water shouldn't just be smelly. But if your heart, you're waist deep in the water, then even if the water is clear, that itself is considered a hefsek. And even though your air is visible, you're still allowed to say a bracha. You're still allowed to say kriya shema, which is an interesting halacha. Sif Gimel, Adam Mechabek Gufo, Bezerosov. If you go like this and you kind of like hug yourself, your hand, one hand in the front, one hand in the back, then you're like Kafsaka, that's like a kartel, and you can say Kriyashma. Yishmish Omer Shinashim, Yechalus Lavarech, Vispal Kshahim, Lavushos, Acholuk, Afavishahim, Mususikos, Lamata Melev. Some say this din applies only to men. Women's erva is more hidden, and therefore there's no din of Liban Roas erva. So, I apologize, the Mechaber is telling us there are two halachas. In terms of seeing erva, they don't see. And in terms of liba roas erva, if they're sitting on the ground, so then, ein liba roas erva. Okay, like I said, these halachas aren't relevant. Nobody's saying brachas when they're naked. It actually is relevant for women who go to mikvah, because there she has to say the bracha before the tefillah. Again, Ashkenazi women are tovel, then they say the bracha, then they're tovel again, or a few times, different minhagim. But the Sephardi women say the bracha before the tefillah. So the Sephardim actually are knowing the woman says the bracha in a different room, she comes in and she goes to the mikvah. Ashkenazi women dunk, they come out, and then they say the bracha when they're partially out of the water, and the water itself, you know, it serves as the hefsek by liban roas erva, I guess. Later. Let's just finish the simen. Shari Varav Roin is Erva Mutter. Well, if Eza Eva Nogeva Mervaso, Bain Be Ervas Kavera, Asu Likra Kriashma, Lispal, the Efeso, the Sherva Shokavas Ale, and Sakh of Sika, and Rebega, the Higam, and Shaliga, a Gid Behem. So you should be wearing underwear that separates your Gid from your legs in order to not have Hirhor when you say Kriashma. Again, not so relevant. Of course, we do that anyway. Vav, Aisa, Talisa, Chagura, most of the Chasosim, most of the Mata, Avisha, most of the Malu, Aram, Mutar, Likros, Kriyashma. So, this halacha was mentioned before. A person's not wearing a shirt, you say Kriyashma. Valispal, also, Ashikhas, Libo, to Davin, you have to wear a shirt. Again, it's probably better to put on a shirt to say Bracha. But, Ikradin, you can say Bracha, you can say Kriyashma if you don't wear a shirt. Okay, we'll stop now. I want to try to